seeing her and her? Mine too.
Yes, that was Kamala on with... he was another groper. They're all gropers in the Cuomo organized crime family. Chris Cuomo, formerly of the Cable News Network, which is a former news network, come to think of it, and they're, yeah, mine too. I think that's bigoted. He should probably be in big trouble for that, shouldn't he? Speaking of radical Islam, who was speaking of radical Islam? An American contractor murdered in Syria, 5 U.S. military personnel wounded in Syria, leading to airstrikes by U.S. military aircraft in Syria against radical Islamic jihadi troglodytes from hell. What do we have troops doing in Syria, you might ask? Well, we've got troops in Syria. Syria has not invited us to be in Syria, but we have troops in Syria. And we're, we're killing troglodytes who are would-be mass murderers and or mass murderers in reality. But it's kind of an amazing story I woke up to today with, and you did too, U.S. base in Syria attacked by Iranian proxy forces after retaliatory airstrikes. Now, this is a tit-for-tat, quid pro quo. Iran proxy forces launched about 7 rockets targeting a U.S. base in northeast Syria today in retaliation to the U.S., a defense official confirms to Fox News. The first assessment: there are no U.S. casualties and no damage to the base near Al Omar oil field. We're protecting the oil fields because we don't develop our own energy here because the Democrats and Joe Biden. So we put troops with rifles in harm's way to make sure that the oil is flowing out of Syria, which is good for Syria, but it's not good for us. We could develop our own energy here at home, but the Democrats are against that, because they're too busy putting child porn, pardon me, gay child porn in grammar schools across the country. Do you think, maybe some Republicans should say, oh, here, I want to put this straight porn in all the schools and see if they say, oh, yeah, that's a good idea, too. Let's do that. But right now it's all gay child porn, and it is child porn. That's what it is. And they love it. Gosh, they love this Gender Queer, a memoir by Maya Kobabe, who's gender fluid. And here are the graphic depictions. Again, the Milwaukee City Wire had a story on this. It was more than a year ago, I think, February of 2022, and they reproduced one page. And again, the Republicans, they need to step up. They need to, it would be bold, brave. They'd be attacked for it by the news media. And then it would demonstrate the outrageous hypocrisy and absurdity of this entire debate, which is shielded. The New York Times attacks Republicans for wanting to remove the gay child porn from grammar schools as being book burners, right? And the New York Times does, and the Democrats do. But never mind that. All right, back to Syria, because we did have a man killed and 5 wounded yesterday in this attack by Iranian proxies. And this is pretty amazing stuff. The rocket attacks came after President Biden ordered a series of retaliatory airstrikes in response to a suspected Iranian-made drone that killed a U.S. contractor and wounded 6. Originally, it was 5. Wounded 6 other Americans on Thursday. That's yesterday. The U.S. strike reportedly killed 8 Iranians. See, this is the thing about the Middle East is it's, full of difficulties. The Defense Department said Thursday Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, I just like to call it the IRGC, because, abbreviations are us. The IRGC crashed a UAV, an unmanned aerial vehicle, another abbreviation, into a building near Al-Hasaka. In northeast Syria, approximately 1:38 p.m. local time, leaving 1 U.S. contractor dead. Now, the contractors that you might find in a place like this are probably former U.S. military personnel who received employment after leaving the military as contractors, kind of like the guys that you found at Benghazi that Hillary Clinton abandoned. You may remember that story. Leaving one U.S. contractor dead, the attack also wounded five U.S. service members and another U.S. contractor. Okay, that's the explanation for that. According to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, can you imagine being with the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights? What is that? What do you do there? The Maytag repairman of human rights jobs. An opposition war monitor, two of the American strikes killed at least eight Iranian fighters who are there in Syria to attack Americans, because, you know, that's the way of the world over there. U.S. airstrike at an arms depot in Harabish, in the eastern city of Deir al-Zor, left six Iranian-backed fighters dead. A second U.S. bombing at a post near the town of Mayadin killed another two fighters, according to the observatory, whose reporting relies on local Syrian contacts. U.S. intelligence. Remember that when we used to have, and it wasn't just part of the Democrat Party corrupting our presidential elections and stuff? U.S. intelligence assessed the UAV that crashed into a coalition base, which killed the U.S. contractor, was of Iranian origin. So President Joseph Robinette Biden authorized the military to retaliate. So here we go. It's going back and forth now. And Joe Biden is, you know, he's the military-industrial complex guy. Donald Trump, not the U.S. military-industrial complex guy. I keep wondering, we need to do this, I think, for the Chris Plant store. Like have a Chris Plant T-shirt with the Ukrainian flag on the chest that says, I support the military-industrial complex, because to a large extent. At the direction of President Biden, I authorized U.S. Central Command forces to conduct precision airstrikes tonight in eastern Syria against facilities used by groups affiliated with Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the IRGC, said Secretary of Defense Lloyd J. Austin III. The airstrikes were conducted in response to today's attack, as well as a series of recent attacks against coalition forces in Syria by groups affiliated with the IRGC. Now, here's the thing. I don't know if this story is going to get to it, but there have been, not that the media reports on it because they're Democrats and Joe Biden is president, there have been more than 78 attacks, on the United States of America in Syria, U.S. forces in Syria, since January of 2021. What happened in January 2021? Joe Biden was inaugurated as president of the United States. We have approximately 900 men in Syria, probably a small number of women, but overwhelmingly we've got about 900 men in Syria. And now, so we've got one contractor killed, one contractor wounded, five military personnel wounded, and we've got airstrikes, and those were in retaliation. And then, see, the Middle East is all about retaliation, followed by retaliation, followed by retaliation. Because nobody can remember what the first act was way back when. And, hey, you guys blew up our embassy, so you retaliate against them. They say, hey, you retaliated against us. We're going to retaliate against you. And then 1,000 years later, hey, what was that? And then 1,000 years later, you're still going back and forth because welcome to the Middle East. Yeah, 78, and now it's been more than 78, so now we're, I think, at least 80 attacks on U.S. personnel since January of 2021. Northeast Syria. What are we doing with troops there? Well, you know, ISIS is there. You know why ISIS is there? Because the Obama-Biden administration allowed them to grow from a little organization in a minivan in Aleppo to a terrorist army controlling a region the size of Great Britain. And then President Trump crushed them, smashed them, and there's still remnants of them allowed to roam free in Syria. So we're there, but we're next to the oil fields, because you got to keep the oil fields stable because it's a global energy, and we won't do it for ourselves because we cut our nose off to spite our face. Isn't that amazing? So they crashed an Iranian UAV, unmanned aerial vehicle, into the facility, killing and wounding Americans. And that's okay, right? Because that's the Democrats. We have audio on this also. It's Fred Flights. He was chief of staff for the National Security Council, talking about the strike, counterstrike, now going on under Joe Biden in Syria.
I think these attacks are being directed by Syria. Syria is being supported by Iran. They're getting the weapons for the Iran Revolutionary Guard. But, you know, Syria doesn't like the fact that we have a presence in their country.
They don't like the fact that we have a presence in their country. Doesn't everyone welcome? it's Joe Biden. So we got that going on. And you might ask, why do we have 900 troops in Syria? Well, you know, ISIS and energy. But we could be energy independent and we could use standoff weapons when we need to. It is crazy out there, isn't it? Yes, it is. Yeah, so back to the Democrats, because they love the child porn. And there is a bill before Congress right now that will be voted on in the House of Representatives, and the Democrats are all going to vote against it because they're busy, I think, signing up for Transgender Day of Vengeance or something, the Democrats in Congress. But the bill, the Parents' Bill of Rights, which would allow parents, and I actually have an item on this. What does the Parents' Bill of Rights do, the Parental Bill of Rights? What is that all about, you might ask? Well, the Parents' Bill of Rights, being advocated on Capitol Hill by Republicans, has five pillars, just like Islam. Islam has five pillars, and the Parental Bill of Rights has five pillars, which is coincidental. Number one, know what's being taught in the school. Parents have a right to know what's being taught in the school. Democrats are against that. Number two, bring concerns directly to education officials. Democrats are against that. They oppose that. Number three, see the school's budgets. How dare you? You want to see budgets? You can't see budgets. Democrats are against that. Number four, protect your child's privacy. Democrats oppose that. Number five, be updated on any violent activity at the school. This is the Republicans in the House Committee, Education and Workforce. And how does, for example, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez describe the Parents' Bill of Rights?
They are asking the Republican Party to keep culture wars out of classrooms. Our children need urgent and aggressive educational solutions. The American Library Association coming out against this Republican proposal. When we talk about progressive values, I can say what my progressive value is, and that is freedom over fascism.
That's right. No child porn in grammar schools is fascism. That's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Now, she's as dumb as a rock, and she doubtless has no idea what is in these bills and so on. Here is a Democrat member of the House of Representatives named Jim McGovern, and he lies for a living.
The purpose here is not to help students or parents or teachers. It's to sow distrust and to continue to make classrooms ground zero for the MAGA culture wars.
The MAGA culture wars. Again, the Republicans need to go to the House floor with poster boards. They need to drive a truck around Washington, D.C. with these depictions on it until somebody gets arrested, to make the point that this is what the Democrats are putting in grammar schools. Honestly, just your Democrat Party, they're unwell, and they don't want parents to have rights regarding their children and the schools that their children go to that the parents pay for. The Democrats are the fascists in this conversation, not the Republicans. You know, I like to speak the truth and offer solutions. Well, if you have high blood pressure, maybe you live with someone who does, I want to tell you about some friends of mine. 120 Life. 120 Life, they're a Chicago-based company. They developed a juice drink that can help lower your blood pressure naturally, not pharmaceutically. 120 Life is a natural juice drink made from pomegranates, tart cherries, cranberries, hibiscus, beetroot, magnesium. It's delicious. Had mine this morning. Can help lower blood pressure without side effects. I'm drinking it. I love it. You will too. Listen, it helps keep me energized and it helps keep my blood pressure in check, which is nice. The truth is, there are easy, natural ways to keep your blood pressure in check. One of them is 120 Life. So check it out. Tell them Chris Plant sent you. Visit 120life.com. That's 120life.com. You can order a 2-week trial pack of their juice drink. There's a money-back guarantee. Use the promo code Chris. You're going to save 15%. The natural approach to blood pressure management. Visit 120life.com today. Start seeing the benefits in just 2 weeks. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Yeah. All right, so the Democrats, they're fighting, and this is what it's about. And I don't know why the Republicans can't articulate this and demonstrate it visually. The Democrats are fighting to keep gay child porn in grammar schools. Just come out and make the case, you numbskulls.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
You know, the Democrat Party is in a crisis. And the first step in any 12-step program is acknowledging that you have a problem, and they are not at the first step yet. Not by a long shot. Let's go to the audio of this lunatic, radical leftist, Hootie and the Blowfish impersonator from Pennsylvania, who is a member of the state house. She is a state representative. Her name is Latasha Mays. Latasha Mays, who went to the University of Pittsburgh, is demanding that the University of Pittsburgh cancel three scheduled campus speakers over concerns, she says, that they are anti-transgender. Why don't you just go to the Day of Vengeance and leave it at that, you mental. She wears these kind of, you know, cool hats, though, like she thinks she's in a blues band. Every time you see her, she's got a different cool hat. Pennsylvania Democrat lawmaker accused of threatening to withhold funding from University of Pittsburgh for inviting conservatives to speak, including a swimmer beaten by trans athlete Leah Thomas. See, that's the anti-transgender voice that this Democrat wants to strip of her First Amendment rights and deny her the right to speak in public because they're not liberals, they're the left. It's just amazing. And I have audio of this woman, and then I have audio for you from a woman. There's a woman who is a world-class American bicycle racer, and she keeps showing up at races and being beaten by men who say they're women, right? Transgender, right? Bicycle racing, because the Democrats support that. Wait till you hear this.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
The Daily Mail has the story out of the United Kingdom, but the New York Times and the Washington Post don't. A Pennsylvania Democrat lawmaker who's a demented fascista accused of threatening to withhold funding from the University of Pittsburgh for inviting conservatives to speak, including swimmer beaten by trans athlete Leah Thomas. You mean like physically beaten? State Representative radical extremist LaTosha Mays has called on the University of Pittsburgh to cancel three campus speakers over concerns they are anti-transgender. That's the standard for these mental cases. Riley Gaines is the now, I guess, former college swimming champion who was trounced by a man who has a penis, who is about a foot taller than her, and is allowed to swim as a woman in competitive athletics on a college level. And she famously said, "If you have someone with male genitalia pulling his pants down, watching you as you undress, it throws you off." This is the locker room stuff. And she's great. You may have seen her. They also have Michael Knowles invited to speak at the University of Pittsburgh, and a journalist by the name of Cabot Phillips. But this Democrat who dresses like a clown, like a cartoon, kind of is like a Who Framed Roger Rabbit character or something. But here she's an elected Democrat in the Pennsylvania State House.
The thing that I am concerned about now is the safety of college students. It has come to my attention that three speakers who have crossed the line of free speech over into hate speech.
This is
targeting
hate speech.
Transgender students and the transgender community. They're coming to campus.
They're coming to campus, and you can't have that. That's not allowed. They've crossed the line from free speech to hate speech. What she just said is hate speech. It crossed the line. She should be in handcuffs. She should be dragged away. Like that father at the school board meeting in, what was that, Loudoun County. Should bring the cops in and club this woman to the ground and cuff her ankle shackles and drag her away. Here is Democrat Pennsylvania State Representative William Penn would be so proud of what the Democrat Party has done. LaTosha Mays.
How does this align with the values, the stated values of the University of Pittsburgh and its commitment to diversity, inclusion, equity, and, you know, making sure that it's an inclusive place for all students?
Inclusive is a big word with them. They don't know what it means. And she did it right that time. Diversity, inclusion, and equity. That's DI, see? And that's what they want. It's America. It's diversity, inclusion, equity, America. DI America is their program. That's your Democrat Party today. Here is the dangerous threat to civilization in Pennsylvania, of all places, LaTosha Mays.
I certainly echo my call for you to cancel the speakers who are coming to campus.
I echo my call. That's wait a minute. You echo your call, so you agree with you? Is that what you're trying to communicate here? I echo my call, she said. They're demented. They don't have brains that function as normal brains function.
I recognize myself for 5 minutes.
Man. All right, let's, because we've got more on this, and there's another big story. The you know, Democrats like to have men compete against women in sporting events because the women always lose, and I guess they hate their mothers or something. What do you think it is, Michael? Is that what it is? Is it that simple? They hate their mothers? Because this is an amazing story about college. Well, it's not even college. It's professional bicycle racing, and there are women that race against other women, and then men race against other men. And, you know, we have the Tour de France in France where they have riots that the Washington Post calls mostly peaceful, largely peaceful. And this is an amazing story because they're them. Women's cycling champion quits, the New York Post story, after loss to trans rider, meaning a man. Transgender woman finishes in first place. That means a man. Transgender woman means man. Finishes in first place at New York City cycling event, sparks outrage. And transgender athlete 46, who won women's cycling race, feels like a superhero. Feels like a superhero. You may remember yesterday I was sharing with you a story of the doctors at the Pentagon who are claiming that, and this is the medical doctors employed by the U.S. military, by the Pentagon, And they say that seven-year-old children of military personnel can make a decision to be injected with hormones and puberty blockers and start transitioning their gender at the age of seven. This is what Democrats have done to everything. And I was sharing that story with you yesterday. Now, this is a pretty amazing story that this transgender athlete who's 46 came in and won everything, won the big thing. And she, meaning he, just started racing bicycles in 2018 and now is the champion of champions. And that's good with Democrats because Democrats think that's great because they hate women. It's peculiar, but there it is. Women cycling champ quits after loss to trans rider, another trans winner days later in New York race. A former women's cycling champion angrily quit the sport after losing to a transgender rider, meaning a biological man. A decision followed just days later by another trans cyclist declaring she, meaning he, felt like a, quote, superhero, end quote, for her, meaning his, women's race win in New York. Champion cyclocross rider Hannah Arensman bolstered her decision with a statement in a Supreme Court filing on the issue. I've decided to end my cycling career, Arensman said. She said her last race in the elite women's division of the UCI Cyclocross National Championship in late December, she came in fourth, flanked on either side by male riders awarded third and fifth place. My sister and my family sobbed as they watched a man finish in front of me, having witnessed several physical interactions with him throughout the race, you know, bumping and nudging and stuff during the... And here's a picture of her sobbing, crying hysterically with her family, with her helmet on and all that stuff. So here's another professional competitive cyclist, a woman named Holly Lavisser. And Holly Lavisser was on the television this morning on the Fox News Channel.
In cycling, it's really impacted from all angles. It's physical strength, having enough strength to turn the pedals, it's lung capacity, putting yourself out in an effort as hard as you possibly can. And it's the training that goes into building a base over many, many years. You develop skill, talent, and your bike handling ability. Many of the males that enter competitions that require technical skills don't have these skills built up from years of racing, but rather relied just on pure power and strength to go fast.
To go fast, the men, biological males, rely on lung capacity, greater lung capacity, sheer power and strength post-puberty, and males, that's just biological reality, which the Democrat Party denies. And then she was asked, well, do women stand a chance against biological men in these competitions?
No. We would see women in the Tour de France and other top races instead of only men if they did.
Yeah, seems pretty straightforward. And Holly Lavisser, who has trained her whole life, as has this other woman who has now just quit in disgust because of the Democrats, Holly Lavisser.
I think it's very disheartening as a young woman, you look up to these role models and you think the sky is the limit. You believe that if you put in enough training, if you have the talent, the skill, that you could be the best. But when you're forced to compete against males that have these physical advantages, it's just not a reality anymore.
Just not a reality. You know, Martina Navratilova, who's a great sports hero, and she really is, and a brave woman, and I've always liked Martina Navratilova. She's not kidding. And she is dead set against this and says it's just cheating. It's cheating, period. End of discussion. Holly Lavisser.
As I've seen more and more males entering women's races, I also have seen people beginning to speak up more and having a bit more courage to come forward with their story and say, this is not okay. Women deserve equality. They deserve a protected space in which to pursue sports.
Right.
And again, at the State House in Pennsylvania, this radical, this extremist, this nutcase, LaTosha Mays, is trying to prevent people from speaking on campus because she doesn't believe in the Bill of Rights, which she swore to protect and defend and uphold, but because she's undemocratic, anti-democratic, and she's anti-woman, which is perhaps more than a little ironic. But you, boy, oh boy, oh boy. I'm going with Martina Navratilova on this. Gotta say. Just extraordinary. All right, let's go to the phones. I've got too much to get to again, but that's how it happens. Let's go to Michael calling from Glendale Heights, Illinois. Miguelo, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I was calling about, you were talking about genderqueer. My wife was on the local library board, and she just asked that they move it from the kids section on display to the adult section, and she was outvoted 5-1. And they were telling her that that was censorship.
Child porn being moved to an adult section in a grammar school library?
No, it's the public library.
Oh, in the public library. In the public library in town, and wanted to move it to the adult section and voted down 5-1. She's the one vote. And this is the book Genderqueer, which has the graphic depictions, very, very graphic depictions, which I can't even share on Twitter because of their graphic nature. And just wanted it moved to the adult section. So where was it? In the children's section?
Yeah, it was on the children's section, and it was one of the books that they had, not just in the kids section, but it was on display as one of the big books to read for the kids to read.
So like a book in the front store of in the front window of a bookstore where they're featuring this book.
Yes.
In the children's section of the public library.
Right.
Michael, what has happened to these people and to our country?
Well, it's all dull, demented liberals that they think that, and everything is wonderful, that freedom means that kiddie porn is the way to go.
They've brought it mainstream. They really have. You know, Anthony Weiner was the Democrat member of Congress, friend of the Clintons, who was online with the underage girl in his underwear, and we'll leave it at that. And Jeffrey, of course, Epstein, who didn't kill himself with the underage girls and the Lolita one and the private island, and Bill Clinton and Bill Gates and all the Democrats, and they all protected him until he hanged himself. Man, oh, man. Gosh, that's an amazing story. Thank you for calling in, Michael. I appreciate you. I appreciate you doing that. Let's go to soundbite number 9. Here is, again, a Democrat member of the House of Representatives, because the Republicans are voting today on a parental bill of rights that would give parents some say in the education of their children in schools. And here is the big fat liar, Jim McGovern, a Democrat from Wisconsin, I think, of all places.
Now, I have a few books that Republicans want to ban. There's too many to go through now.
But he's lying.
Let me recite a few. The Life of Rosa Parks.
He's lying.
You know, Who is Sojourner Truth?
He's lying.
The biography of Nelson Mandela.
He's lying.
And the story of Harvey Milk.
He's lying. Harvey Milk was a supervisor, a city council member in San Francisco that was shot and killed by another Democrat supervisor who was actually there to kill the mayor, Moscone, who he did murder, and then as an afterthought shot and killed Harvey Milk. But they made a movie, a major motion picture about it because, Harvey Milk, amazing stuff. Now, those are all lies. Now, what we're talking about is child porn. And here's a left-wing radical Democrat Representative Jamal Bowman.
When they talk about a parent's Bill of Rights, they're talking about a specific demographic of parent to have a Bill of Rights to, let's say, for example, remove or call for the removal of certain books.
Yeah, child porn is what they're calling for there. It's a certain demographic that doesn't want child porn. That's the thing about him. And I'm sorry, no, McGovern is Massachusetts, not. Now, just amazing stuff. Let's go to Chip Roy, soundbite number 12, Congressman Chip Roy, who is in favor of the parental rights bill.
After COVID, the veil has been lifted on a corrupted education system that has for too long been indoctrinating our children with racial division and hatred. Parents are now awakened.
And then there is Tiffany Justice, who is with Moms for Liberty. She's in favor of America.
Parents have the fundamental right to direct the upbringing of their children.
Parental rights do not stop at the classroom door. We do not co-parent with the government.
Imagine that. Well, you know, MSNBC anchorwoman, now former, but she's on to other left-wing pastures and media, Melissa Harris-Perry.
We've always had kind of a private notion of children. Your kid is yours and totally your responsibility. We haven't had a very collective notion of these are our children. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
Yeah, not to parents. They're stealing your children. They're targeting the children. And the gay child porn and the transgender stuff is a part of that. It's not all of it, but it's part of it. And then there's everybody's racist. All white people are racist inherently. You're born, which is the most racist concept you can come up. All black people are oppressed. All white people are oppressors. That's critical race theory. And in the Pentagon, their doctors say, oh no, 7-year-olds can change their gender. That's a good idea. This is the Democrat Party. And in France, with 900 fires, 441 police injured, 457 arrests, the Washington Post described it as largely peaceful. Stay here if you like the truth.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Yesterday there was a hearing in the House of Representatives. This is the Wisconsin congressman I was thinking of, Tom Tiffany from Wisconsin. They were having a hearing on the Second Amendment, the ATF's assault on the Second Amendment. When is enough is enough? When is enough enough was the name of the hearing. Congressman Tom Tiffany asked the special witness this.
If a person lies on Form 4473 and is a user of unlawful drugs.
Pause that, please. I should have set it up a little better. Talking about Hunter Biden, who lied on the form to purchase a firearm, lied about being addicted to drugs and so on.
You can get between 5 to 10 years for that. What is that sentence now?
Up to 15.
Up to 15 years. Why hasn't Hunter Biden been prosecuted for the crime that he committed?
I'm not aware of the facts of that case and can't comment on it.
Can't comment on that. I can, because we have a two-tiered system of justice in the United States of America, and, you know, the golden rule. There's a lot of corruption out there. Have a great weekend.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.